Good evening, and welcome to Talk Truth Radio with your host, Dr. Rain Morgan. Dr. Rain Morgan is Mother Earth, and you can look forward to the next 3 hours of enlightening talk. What are the issues? More importantly, what are the solutions? We hold the torch. Together we stand. Now join Dr. Rain and this evening's guests. Open your mind and have a good time.
Good evening out there in internet radio land. Dr. Rain Morgan here. This is Talk Truth Radio. I'm your co-host, and Dr. Sandra Rose Michael is your sponsor. This evening's show is going to be who we are, what we do, the kinds of shows that we're going to be doing. I'll go over a list this evening and let you know some of the people that are going to be coming on in these next weeks. I think you will find this radio show is going to have something for everybody. I don't care if you're into UFOs or raising conscious children, or you want information on herbs and how to heal cancer. Let's talk about human growth hormone. Let's talk about the new crop circles. Let's talk about magic. Let's talk about releasing stress. Sandra Rose and I will be talking about scalar energy and many, many other things. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael lives in Hawaii, and she is the sponsor of this show. I'm your talk show host. She's the one that pays the bills, and I'm the one that does all the talking. A very good friend of Dr. Sandra's on with us this evening is Dr. Greg Gerber. He will be joining in with me in a minute. We'll be talking about scalar energy, what it is, how does it work. Now, I got to tell you, we're kind of burning up time here waiting for Sandra to get to the hotel, get to a landline so that she can call in the station and take part in this with me. It's our opening evening, and again, I want to welcome all of you for joining us. Stay with us this evening. I think we'll have some riveting, I love that word, riveting talk. What's the truth? What's really going on out there? So let's go now to Dr. Greg Gerber. He's going to help us kick off this first show this evening. Dr. Greg, and we'll just call him Dr. Greg, is the medical director of Memorial Hospital Systems, Houston, Texas. I'm going to say his specialty, and we can clarify this, is rehab. Dr. Greg Gerber, are you with us?
I certainly am, Rain. It is an absolute joy to be here this evening for your inaugural event, and I am delighted to talk with you on any and all topics that you may bring forward.
Cool. Don't you think we should smash a bottle of champagne on something?
I hear the cork popping somewhere right now. yes.
Absolutely. This is quite an auspicious time for us, Dr. Greg, because you, as you probably know, and I'll let the folks know out there, I've been doing talk radio for more than 11 years. I started all of this at KUCI in Irvine, at UC Irvine, which is reputed to be one of the 10 most important schools in the United States. And, you know, it's just college radio, but it was live on the web. And, you know, we played to a very influential crowd in Irvine. And we did, I started out doing just all kinds of talk. I interviewed Hoppy Heidelberg, and I don't know if you remember him, Greg. He was the juror that was thrown off of the Oklahoma bombing, the jury for Timothy McVeigh. Do you remember that?
Oh, only not the specifics, I said, I'm sure you can review for me, but I do remember something about that. Yes, indeed.
Well, it had to do with the FEMA Act. You know, they couldn't get that passed. And so the conspiracy says. Timothy McVeigh was, of course, blamed, but our CIA blew up, that building, and just several days after that got the FEMA Act voted in, you know, and that was, so that was instrumental in that. But that just gives you an idea of how long I've been doing talk radio. And when I left KUCI, 8.5 years I did radio in California. Then I moved over here to the Phoenix area, and I had a little show on KFNX, two shows, as a matter of fact, for close to 2 years. And then I went to KXAM 1310, and I did a talk show there. And now here I am at bbsradio.com, and I'm really excited about this. Internet radio is something that's brand new to me, Dr. Greg. And let me tell you how foreign it is to not be sitting here behind a microphone and headphones on. And at KXAM, we even had the computer cam. So if you were listening to my show online, you could watch the little mini snippets, you know, that however that it runs on a computer cam. So this is really different for me. Sandra Rose is usually the one doing all the talking. I'm the one doing the interviewing. She's the one that's being interviewed. I'm really excited about tonight because internet radio, as I said, is brand new to me. So a whole new world, a new realm gets open to me. So again, Dr. Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show with me.
My absolute pleasure. Feel free to do some interviewing. I have done a few radio interviews in the classical style over the last couple years duration, so feel free to start bombing me with some questions with regard to the EE system and the amazing technology that's available.
Absolutely. Dr. Greg, I'm going to give a nutshell scalar here. Scalar energy is an longitudinal wave length that carries information. It's the way the body communicates. And let me throw in this very interesting little tidbit on scalar. It exceeds the speed of light. Now, you know, as you and I talked about, Dr. Greg, you know, I'm very much into the world of alternative healing, and you're a medical doctor. You practice allopathic medicine, and that's why I think your take on the EES, energy enhancement systems, is very important here. Continue on a little bit. Give us a little bit more information about the body communicating and what scalar does for us.
Well, what I would like to do before I do that, Rain, is to give you a little bit of a background regarding myself. I am a physician practicing in Houston, Texas. My specialty is physical medicine and rehabilitation, and as such, the physical medicine aspect is the type of physician who oversees the work of physical therapists and occupational therapists, but also the individual who knows the most about the different medical technologies. Along the lines of heating modalities, cooling modalities, the light modalities, so that we tend, as a specialist, to have more skill sets and more information, both in the physical plane as well as understanding modern-day physics. So that's part of my background that allows me to really look at the different alternative interventions and devices that have come along. This particular modality, the EE system, as you stated, is producing a form, as one of the energy forms, is indeed a scalar field. And understand that this is a standing wave developed in physics and first put together as a theory in about 1906 by a fellow by the name of Maxwell, and then a fellow that most of us have heard about, a guy named Einstein, actually did the proof with regard to the utilization or the implementation of the scalar component. And then there was a fellow named Tesla who developed some of the very earliest forms of scalar energy. Now, so the effect of scalar on the body, in that it is nonlinear, non-Hertzian, non-third dimensional, fourth, fifth, and sixth type of standing waves, which really moves us from what we would call our Newtonian physics into our quantum physics field, allows people to experience a different form of energy. This energy comes into the body and has the capacity to have its effect, as we understand it, at the cell membrane level. When we break down where our world ends and begins, it begins and ends at the cell membrane. On one side, it's out there. On the other side, it's inside us. So the body has its barrier from the outside to the inside at the cell membrane level, which has been delightfully delineated by Dr. Bruce Lipton, in most of his books about cell membranes. So this has been taught in medical school since the mid-1980s now. So here we are 20 years later, and we're recognizing that we have a device that actually functions at the cell membrane level. The normal healthy cell membrane has an energy potential across it from the outside to the inside, and it is registering usually in the healthy cell at about minus 70 to minus 90 millivolts. As we age or have what we define as illness, our cell membrane potential goes down, and it goes from minus 60 to minus 70 to minus 60 to minus 50s. And in the minus 50s, we're starting to see some of the disease processes which we recognize as the arthritides and along those lines. At minus 40, we're seeing... Yes?
Let me just interrupt here for a second and ask a question. How is this... how are millivolts registered? How are they... how do we know what somebody is vibrating at?
Well, we basically can register that in the physics or in any physiology lab by using a voltmeter, microvoltmeter device. So it, you know, just like the electrician comes in with your voltmeter, you can actually utilize something like that to delineate what's happening at the cell membrane level.
Now, if this meter shows that we're vibrating much lower than we should be, does that say to you there is dis-ease in this body?
Well, the answer to that is, the answer is yes, and what it's showing is that the cell is not functioning at its ideal state. And what really is going on, because these numbers are going down, so we're going from minus 70, and the cancers are about under minus 25 and below, which means that extra energy is literally trapped inside the cell. So we have positive energy trapped inside. This is a negative numbers game that we're talking about, or scale, going down. And what happens when an individual is placed into the EE system, which has several different layers of energy that are scalar in nature, the cell membrane resonates in such a way that the energy potential returns to minus 70 millivolts. And we believe that this is working at the sodium-potassium pump, which is allowed to function normally and push the extra positive energy that's inside the cell to the outside of the cell. Now, once this energy is outside of the cell, it's in what we call the extracellular space. And some of this goes into our bloodstream. And so we have objective tests like dark field microscopy, where we can show the changes in 10 or 15 minutes time frame of different morphogenic changes that happen to the red blood cells that allow them to achieve their more normal state. We also have see that much of this energy goes into what we call the lymphatic system of the body, which many of us are aware of. It's, you know, we have the red blood, we have the blue blood, the arterial and venous, and then we have the lymphatics. And that energy that goes into the lymphatics comes out of our body through the multiple organs of excretion, meaning through the lungs, through the urine, through the feces, and then, of course, through the skin, which is our largest organ in the body.
Yes.
So what happens is this energy comes out of the system over a period of time, and it's a form of detoxification. And I'm sure that your listeners are sophisticated enough to have some idea of what it's like to go and have a massage. And after you've had a massage, sometimes you feel absolutely wonderful after that extra energy comes out of your body. But during that release period, sometimes there's a detoxification process, which is why after most massages, everyone is instructed to drink some extra water and to take a lot of deep breaths.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit, Dr. Greg, about, I know one of your specialties is rehab. You work in rehab, correct?
Correct.
How has Scalar Energy, working with the EES system, you know what, let's back up from there. I think something that's very important for us to talk about, we're putting the cart before a horse. No, I'm putting the cart before the horse here. Explain the energy enhancement system and then talk to us about what's going on in mainstream hospitals with this system.
All righty. Well, let me talk a little about this instrument that Sandra Rose Michael has developed. It looks as though, and it is in a box that makes it look as though it is a computer.
Yeah.
And the base of the box is indeed not functioning as a computer, but functioning as an energy engine. And Sandra has developed some very specialized hardware and software that allows these boxes to produce a form of energy. And this energy, most of it is electromagnetic. And then some of it, she has a computer screen on top of it, and the display produces a biophotonic energy component.
And I want to let the folks know out there that that screen looks a little bit like white noise.
It looks a little bit like white noise, and it moves at different rates and with different patterns. And it goes faster and slower, and it can have different elements to it with regard to color. Sometimes it's got reds and greens. Sometimes it's got blues, and each and every one of those have different attributes of how it affects the body. At any rate, these machines are developed and are very specific distances apart, because what we're calling a scalar wave, it is a wave and anti-wave. And what it actually does is cancels itself out in the very center of the room. So many times, this is called zero-point energy, in addition to scalar. So the other term that you'll see is zero point energy, and that's because in the very center of the room, there is a very interesting physiologic effect that occurs that creates a fusion type of event, and as a consequence of that, we produce a bioenergetic field. So all of a sudden, we go from a form of energy that can be measured through physics to a form of energy that no longer is measurable. And that's why I talked about it being non-third dimensional, non-Hertzian, non-linear earlier. So that's where we get into creating this field of energy. So Sandra has used either 4, 8, 12, or 24 different engines placed in very specific arrays and with very specific programs going that creates this EE system energetic effect. Did that come through somewhat clear?
Yeah, it's in the beginning when one is endeavoring to understand scalar energy and the EES system itself, you know, what it would look like, how does it work. I know it can be difficult. Having experienced the system, being in the chamber, seeing all the screens and how the setup is, I have a better understanding. But, you know, when you're trying to describe this to those out in listening land, it can be difficult.
Oh, absolutely. It just looks like four computer screens putting out this
white noise look with colors.
A white noise type of look, and then you hear the engine, because usually you don't hear computers. It's a little noisier than a normal computer. And when you walk in, unless you're exceptionally energy sensitive, you don't feel a doggone thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you just go in, and all that you're required to do is go in and lay down or sit or meditate or stand or find a wonderful lounge chair and relax. And it almost, because it causes left brain and right brain synchronization when we measure it on a EEG, you just sort of chill out and feel real good real fast. And it's just, okay, this is a chill room. And you just sort of get in there and say, wow, this is really nice. And you have no idea that it's doing anything as wonderful to your body as what I described.
Yeah.
You just sort of get in there and feel good.
I think something that's important for folks to know about scalar and EMFs and all of this sort of thing is that everything is affecting the cellular vibration within your physical body, your cell phones, televisions, the wires that run down the road. And we have so much more of this now than we did, say, 50 years ago. Our physical body is being bombarded with all these waves, these electromagnetic fields that we get into, and they vary depending on where we are. If you were riding down a road that had mile after mile of the high tension wires, well, it's proven not a good thing. You know, look at that whole school on the Indian reservation. Oh, that's not politically correct any longer. It was on a reservation. There was a school, I'm sure, Dr. Gregg, that you remember the children that suffered so severely with cancer because they were underneath these high tension wires.
Yes, indeed. The EMF elements. Now, let me talk a little bit about how we feel some of that is working. Normally, our body has a set point that is called homeostasis, and that's where everything is in balance. We've heard that stress kills, and that stress is the etiology of most disease processes. Well, I'm going to further refine that a little bit with a concept of, we're all supposed to have stress put towards our system, and we're supposed to respond very, very quickly to that. And that's a sympathetic response, utilizing our fight and flight type of epinephrine type responses. But what we need to be able to do is then use our parasympathetic responses to shut down that response. And what's happening to us in the United States is, when we're getting bombarded with all these extra non-adaptative stressors, those which exceed our adaptation load, all of a sudden we have this cascading effect of epinephrine, 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 and it's not being dampened by our parasympathetic nervous system. And what we found was, with this EE system, the energy that we're putting in allows for that parasympathetic system to function again. So all of a sudden we have, okay, a stressor, and we're supposed to go, uh-oh, when that happens, and we're supposed to put out a real big spike of epinephrine, but we're supposed to be able to shut that thing down with our parasympathetic system. But right now, our parasympathetic systems are depleted, not only because of the EMF, ELF, Those are the stressors that are presented. But because of some of our nutritional aspects of things and what's happening with much of our food chain, that doesn't allow us to support our parasympathetic system. We're finding, however, that when we're in this EE system and when people are exposed to this, their parasympathetics work. So all of a sudden you'll have that high that you are required, or that surprise, you know, shock response of, oh my gosh, I got to put out this epinephrine. But then it's able to come back down. And all of a sudden people are able to get back into their homeostatic condition. So that was a long thing to say that, yeah, when we have a stressor, we're supposed to respond, and we just keep cascading forward unless we have something that further supports our parasympathetic system. Did that provide you with some new insights?
Yes, wonderful. Now, I just want to simplify this in what I was saying, depending on where we are as to how our body is being bombarded, you know, in whatever electromagnetic field, depends on how our cells are vibrating, and they can be held back enormously so that the cells don't vibrate correctly and we become very ill. This is correct, isn't it? And when we enter into what we call the chamber, where the system is set up and the scalar is being administered, if you will. The scalar is in the room, the energy. What happens is in that field there's a 0 megahertz, which allows the cell to vibrate unhindered, unobstructed. It vibrates much faster, correct?
Well, there are two components to that, is what I'd like to say. First and foremost is that the EMF and ELF fields are negated when in the presence of this technology. They register as zero. The field itself, the standing wave, absorbs, the theory is that it absorbs that energy so that the negative detrimental effects of EMF and ELF are not there. So the load that the body is being pushed to, the adaptive load, the stressor load, is brought to zero. That is one effect. The other effect is that the cell membrane works better and the cell itself works better. So that is a twofold response. Number one, there's a protective element in that you don't have that exposure when you're in this type of environment inside, and I just like to use the concept of the technology, because chamber to a lot of people has some negative connotation, and the term chamber goes way back to Tesla when he called those chambers. So when you're in the technology, number one, the adverse effects are eliminated to zero, and in addition to that, the cell is in a position to have enough energy to return to its ideal state. The power that creates the body heals the body. And it allows those influences that are overwhelming the cell to no longer be present. And in addition, it is producing this extra special energy, this deep bioenergetic field that nourishes the cell back to health. So there's a twofold reason why it works so effectively.
You have seen some phenomenal results with using this technology. So let's now go back. What kind of rehab do you do? Are you talking about people that need their bodies physically rehabilitated, or are we talking about the mind and the emotions, you know, the mental situation, addictions, and that?
I am really working primarily with physical components. So I'm seeing folks who come into hospital after major catastrophic events. Those who have had the wonderful experience of undergoing modern medical interventions, bypass surgical interventions, having the miracles of having catastrophic motor vehicle accidents, multiple fractures, spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, burns, strokes, and the ilk along those lines. So I work with a lot of folks who have had significant catastrophic physical components as a portion of my practice.
Okay. And in respect with how quickly they recover, what do you think the time frame then is as compared to what it would have been in the old days without Scalar?
Well, I'm seeing folks who are moving through their reintegration into their world and having outcomes faster and far better than would normally be predicted. I have folks who have had strokes with hemiparesis and significant problems that are acute in nature, and yet I have, and those folks recover very, very quickly and to a much better outcome than would classically be anticipated. Now, those, it's a little bit harder for me to say, especially that their outcome was better, because when I do what is considered scientific evaluation, I can't really do that with a new onset stroke. So that if I have somebody who comes through and does their inpatient rehabilitation and then comes through the outpatient setting where I have this at the energy enhancement system here in Houston, these folks' outcomes are better than would be anticipated and much faster. Now, the things that are more spectacular is when I've had folks who have had fixed neurologic deficits for 2, 3, and 4 years, and they are part of my practice pattern, and then they come back and say, Dr. G, is there anything new that we can do? And I say, yes. And when these folks who have had problems with their speech, problems with their motoric function in their arms and legs, and they spend 5 to 10 hours in the technology, and they find that all of a sudden their speech, where it had been non-functional, while it may not be totally fluent, it is now functional so that they communicate with their spouses and family members, and they go from being primarily wheelchair and walker dependent to being cane amputators or independent. This is fairly radical changes fit into the normal mode. But understand that this is a wellness product at this point in time, and this is what I've seen in my practice, and I'm not choosing to make medical claims in my discussion with Sandra and you, but these are things that I am seeing in my practice.
Right. Yes, I understand. How difficult was it to get it into the first hospital that you worked with?
Well, the truth of the matter is that at this point in time, it is not in any given hospital. That's still being explored, and one of the issues with regard to that is how best to bring this forward with FDA approvals and the likes of that. However, in an outpatient setting, when I'm using it as a wellness product, I'm finding that people are migrating to this to explore different options for themselves.
Okay, so I know you have it in some hospice. Is it in any nursing homes?
It is moving closer to approval in nursing homes. Again, many of the federally regulated environments are difficult to have this currently placed into. So that in freestanding centers and as part of a treatment protocol for different forms of intervention and feedback, this can be utilized. In the institute where we're using it with Dr. Nancy White and her group, which is being done with psychology and as well as with my outpatient physical medicine program, then it fits very well into that type of center.
Okay. How much importance do you put on nutrition?
It is very, very important. Understand that the number one, nutrition in the United States is the number one problem. It has exceeded and all disease processes. It has exceeded everything with Syndrome X. It is absolutely the number one health issue in the world, but particularly in the United States. We have moved through and absolutely have produced a situation where we have most of our disease processes can be traced back to nutritional aspects. Our obesity issues, that's just the tip of the iceberg, because the obesity thereafter runs into all the comorbid issues with our diabetes, and it all comes down to very poor nutritional support and very, very poor nutritional habits, as well as some of the issues of the quality of the foods that we're getting. Most of the food that we get just doesn't have the nutritional components to it to feed the body adequately. However, I think that if you really want to talk nutrition, Sandra Rose Michael is much better and far more eloquent in that discussion than I am.
Yeah, and when she gets on the show, we will absolutely talk about nutrition, because I think it's sitting at the basis of every physical problem, every illness that we have. Nutrition, it's at the basis.
If we qualify that with the term chronic illness, I will agree. And however, you know, with some of the acute illnesses, i.e. the bone crusher where the car wreck happened, does nutrition affect the recovery rate? Yes. However, that's not the etiology there. But that is probably less than 5 to 7% of our disease process. The other, the nutritional basis for most of our metabolic disease is indeed nutritionally based.
Yeah, now, I'm talking about cancers and heart problems and Alzheimer's. It is said that our diet is affecting everything that we have. And of course, there are our issues, but that's another show, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Remember that from my perspective, I do believe that thought produces action, action produces habits, and habits are our life. So I do believe that it all goes back to thought, but understand that the number three thing, those habits, which happen to be our nutritional issues with regard to the food and energy that we ingest, the quality of the food that we ingest, much of what we are putting in our mouths just plain can't be assimilated into the body. And, you know, anything you microwave can't be assimilated into your body.
Do you know, Dr. Greg, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was in getting my new driver's license. I was in the DMV, and they have one of those machines that, flashes sentences across, and it was asking people to guess how much nutritional value was in canned vegetables. They went through lightly steamed and then finally got down to microwave vegetables, and it was zero. And I found that amazing that they were running that across the light board in the DMV. It's absolutely, it's encouraging. People are, whoever was sitting back there deciding what was going to run that day said, you know, I think it's important that people understand that when they microwave something, they kill everything. I knew a mother that was microwaving her frozen breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in her house, and I said, oh, my goodness. And not, you know, I always apologize for how often I'm going to interfere in the future. And I said, you know, please let me apologize for interfering in what you're doing and trying to, you know, instruct you in a different way. I said, but do you understand that in microwaving your baby's breast milk, every single microbe of anything that was any good is now destroyed?
And, of course, she was, you know, ignorance is the primary sin. And, but nonetheless, that is where it was. And she just, I'm sure she was mortified to hear that, and I'm sure she thought she was doing the very best and appropriate thing for her child.
And, I always try to tell somebody nice in a sweet manner with love, you know, but let's take in different thought here. We have to know what's happening out there. And, she really didn't know. And I find that so often. I think that's most of the reason why I do this kind of radio is because, you know, it's time for us to educate. We've been trying to get the word out there of what we're doing to our body when we stop at McDonald's on the way home because, well, you know, we're so stretched for time. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, here's my favorite quote, "We have so much time and so little to do." I've been saying that on a regular basis, just knowing that it's going to cause an effect in my life. But you know, Dr. Greg, what a hurry we're in. We're working. We have to pick up our children. We have to get home. We have to, put food on the table. And then one or more of the children have to go to, you know, karate or this or that. And we just throw the fastest thing down us that we can. And I fear that enough people out there are not realizing what we're really doing to our bodies and our children's bodies.
I hear what you're saying, but Rain, let me tell you something. I have this technology in my home, around my bed, and I sleep in this. Oh, people could be asking, can you get too much of this? Are there any side effects? And let me run through just a little bit of a run through on that, and then I'm going to come back to talk about some of the things that I've noticed by having it around my bed in my personal life. First and foremost, the only side effects you can have is along the lines, or it's after effects, I think is probably a better term, is after effects can occur if you allow your body to get dehydrated. Some people have reported to me, and I've even experienced when I allowed myself to get dehydrated, you can get a form of a headache, kind of a hangover type of headache. At least people have reported to me that would be what a hangover would feel like. I'm just being jesting on that. At any rate, so that's one thing that folks report is that you have to drink plenty of fluid so that you don't have a detoxification type of experience in your central nervous system. And the other thing is sometimes people report to me that their intestinal flora, you know, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria, and if we take enough antibiotics, we get the ratio of bad bacteria more than good bacteria. Well, when the bad bacteria, and I mean this euphemistically when I say less healthy bacteria for our body, not bad, there isn't good or bad, but when the less invigorating bacteria is exposed to this, it actually dies off. And sometimes people get some gas and flatulence when they use the technology. Now, that usually remediates itself very, very quickly after a two-hour session or something like that. Folks may have some of that, but it moves away very, very quickly. Now, back to what I want to say is I have this technology in and around my bed at home, and I had it placed in my home on the 16th of February in 2006. So I have a little over 15 months of exposure to this technology. Mm-hmm. I have found that I have moved from being a pretty good eater to an excellent eater. I've moved away from, at least in my viewpoint, I've moved away. The last time I had a piece of red meat was a year ago Christmas, and I did that at a holiday event because one of my office staff was cooking dinner for me, and that was the option, and I didn't choose at that time to say, no, I'm just going to have salad. But over time, I have found that without effort, it happened effortlessly for me that I moved into vegetarianism and mostly non-cooked food. Hasn't been an active process, wasn't at all of a challenge, but I just found that my nutritional decisions were better. I found and started educating myself. I found that I'm just plain eating much more organic, far more green, and far less cooked. So I'm getting a higher form of nutrient available to my body, and my body is enjoying it immensely.
Mm-hmm.
I found body fat ratios changed radically. I'm 55, and quite frankly, I don't even take a baby aspirin a day. My parameters with regard to my cholesterol and other numbers have just radically improved to the point where my cardiologist, at 55, I had to get a health insurance exam. My cardiologist said, Greg, what are you doing? You got to be exercising incredibly. And I looked at him and I said, hey, Dr. Reddy, I don't exercise at all. I walk, but I don't do any. He says, but your HGH is up so high. You've got to be doing weight training and very aggressive aerobic exercise. And I looked at him and I said, Tata, I promise you I am not doing any of those things. And he's watched me over time, and he says, well, Greg, I now know, and he does believe me. A year later, he does indeed believe me. But there were just radical changes that happened on my initial lab work when, after probably, that was after almost 2 months exposure. But it's been very, very interesting. And what I'm saying is, yes, it is a hurried world. I, however, find that my time expands to fit the circumstances, the events I need to. And
I like
it. It has a lot to do with being able to appropriately align yourself with your highest potential. And once you do that, everything sort of works out better for you. Not always easy to do, but once you start focusing on projects such as aligning yourself with your highest potential and utilizing this technology, remarkable things occur for you in your life.
I want to go back to what you said about, you have to have a physical for some insurance. You said, doctor said that your HGH levels, your human growth hormone levels, were much higher. Now, we know that human growth hormone levels become higher when one exercises. So do you say that, or do you think that the pituitary gland is then being stimulated?
Yes, ma'am. That would be all of the cells in the body, all the organ systems work better. Rain, I have an experience which I think I found to be very, very interesting. I was visiting Sandra Rose over in Hawaii, and as is one is going to do in this beautiful environment, you're going to be out in the sun sitting out by the pool. And I was sitting out by the pool, and as a 55-year-old guy, I've had some hair color changes in my life going from dark to white. And I was sitting by the pool, and Sandra Rose came over and started pulling out chest hairs. And I said, Sandra, what are you doing? She said, research, and she continued to pluck a few more, and I continued to wince each and every time she did that. And I said, could we complete the experiment, please? What's this all about? And she says, okay, look at those hairs. And I looked at the hairs, and I said, well, they're white on one end and dark on the other.
And
she said,
and dark on the other.
And she says, which end has the root? And I said, oh, my God, the dark ends have the roots. So what Sandra says and what we are finding is that this does not reverse aging, but it does allow you to be maximally healthy at whatever age you are. And when you eliminate some of the stressors and these body organs start functioning as they're supposed to, you have more vitality, your mental focus is improved, and many of the things that I've read about in books that you can do with high meditative forces and Qigong. I hear about hair color changing, but I'm just an average guy. I mean, I go to work every day. I do meditate every day, but I mean, I have I'm a doc. I still go to work at 6:30 and come home and get on television and TV interviews and do all the things to keep me up until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And have a family and have been traveling with Sandra Rose Michael, which means that I had the opportunity this last year to travel Toronto, London, Paris, Panama, Orlando, Tucson, throughout the United States, and travel like I've never traveled before in a very, very, what would be considered an aggressive lifestyle, or an active lifestyle. And quite frankly, yeah. I've had more energy and more capacity to perform than ever before in my life. And that actually goes back to when I was doing Olympic caliber swimming back in the 1970s. I feel I can relate to being in that form of condition without training.
Yeah, so that's personal. It is. And I'm wondering where Dr. Sandra Rose Michael is, and I believe that we should call to our good friend Don, who is the engineer of this show, and let him know that we should be taking a little, say, 4-minute break so we can get something to drink and take a rest, and let's see if we can't get a hold of Dr. Sandra Rose Michael when we come back. Dawn, are you there? Can we go to a little break? I don't hear anything yet, but
I don't either at this point, Rain. So, in lieu of that, are you hearing anything from Dawn?
I'm not hearing anything from Dawn. Maybe he can break in and tell us, hey, we'll put. On cbsradio.com. Hey, we finally have Dr. Sandra Rose Michael on with us. Well, the saints be preserved. We just did everything we could to get through to you. I think we moved a couple of mountains. How are you, Dr. Sandra Rose?
Hey, aloha from San Francisco, finally.
aloha. Well, I got to tell you, Sandra, that Greg and I have for the past hour now been talking about Scalar, and this man knows so much about it. You may have developed some product, but I just don't know what is left for you to say.
Well, great. I just talked to Estella Loretto, and she'll be calling in as well. This is an amazing artist that I met at, you know, we were just at the World Congress for Integrative Medicine, and so she's going to be calling in and wants to help feed the show. She's going to share a prayer. She does these sculptures, and she placed her peaceful warrior for the Congress, for the World Congress on Integrative Medicine. So she's going to share a prayer and help with the seeding and of the show.
With our first show, yeah, we were talking about that when we began this evening, Sandra. This is our first show. You and I are sisters in this march. We hold the torch, and we do what we do to help the rest of the earth, at least I do, and I know you do too, to help the rest of the earth raise in its vibratory rate, to help with the evolution, to bring healing and balance to this whole earth.
Well, what we talked about with this World Congress of Integrated Medicine was this, it is through healing we create peace. And really, this was a congress of, there were 80 presenters from over 30 countries, and they were the best and the brightest of what's really the future of medicine. And so it was a wonderful, we had the medical director for NASA, Dr. Wolfgang Hess. I mean, we just had phenomenal people. We have Deepak Chopra's former medical director was on, as was with us as well. Anyway, it was all about through healing we create peace, and we launched the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine, and of course I'm there. Energy medicine chancellor. But this was a wonderful event. And Estella is somebody I met there, and she is going to share the prayer of the peaceful warrior, and this was a sculpture that was actually unveiled and placed there at the El Dorado Hotel for this Congress. So that's a very special thing. And she's a Pueblo Indian healer herself, just does amazing work. And her, you know, she showed me last night and took me to where in front of the State House where she has her healing sculptures placed at the State House and the cathedral, and they've asked her to place one actually at the Vatican.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, so that's a special guest we'll have tonight. And then we're here now in San Francisco for the World Sound Healing Conference.
I probably should give our listeners a little bit of information about calling in and talking to us. If you have questions, please call us at 877-270-8714. And if you're in Canada, you can call in 888-861-3519. And Sandra Rose, let's give some website information.
Okay. Our website, which has these events listed, is eesystem.com, like energy enhancement, eesystem.com. And so you can find out more information about the World Sound Healing Conference, which is this coming weekend, which has the luminaries of that industry. We'll have an 8-unit EE system set up that people can experience, and there'll be concerts with Peter Gabriel and Mickey Hart, and so we're going to have the technology running the Scalar E program for the concerts, and during the conference, we've got a large meditation room, and people can come experience that, and it'll be an 8-unit system right here in San Francisco. That's at the...
I would love to put a call out. Is there anybody in San Francisco that is listening on the internet right now? And tell your friends that we're on every Friday night, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We have a 3-hour show that will be packed with all sorts of information. Authors from all around the world will be coming on the show to share with you what you can do to help heal your body, help heal the earth, just every imaginable topic that you can think of. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Will this be every Thursday or
what? No, we're going to be on every Wednesday night. Did I say Thursday?
You said Friday. Right. And I'm very confused.
Friday. You know, that's the
Thursday,
night
right?
We're supposed to air.
Oh, no, this is Wednesday.
And
it'll be every Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Every Wednesday night at 7:30 Pacific time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, and we're on 3 hours. We ought to at least let them know what night we're coming on so they're not looking for us on Friday night saying, what the heck is she talking about? Okay, so every Wednesday night, and our shows are archived. So if you have friends that you think might be interested in a specific show or, you know they'd love our show, but say they're working, they're not in, whatever, all you have to do is go to bbsradio.com, and there will be information there to find the archived shows. So we really are worldwide, Sandra Rose.
Yes, we are. Like I said, it's a global healing mission. Because
yeah. It's
through healing we create peace, so we've got to create a unified global platform. And so that's what these conferences are about, is a global unified platform for healing. And so that was the theme of our World Congress on Integrative Medicine and the new Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine. And we had the Gypsy Kings for our concert. It was world-class awesome. We had the best
love
party.
The Gypsy Kings. Love
yes.
their music.
And people, yeah,
they are
listing. We're actually going to have it in June next year in Santa Fe, and the Gypsy Kings have already committed to doing another large concert for benefit UNESCO peace representatives. And so they'll be playing for peace, a large benefit concert for the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine in June in Santa Fe next year.
And Sandra, I want to jump in and just say that as a participant in this event this last year, the people, the speakers are absolutely world-renowned. The leaders in all aspects of medicine are there. We had some of a few of our allopathic component was there, but the other individuals who were there, the speakers and the content of this was just off the scale.
You were great, and there was Dr. Shintani from Hawaii.
That's where I was going to say, Dr. Shintani from the University of Hawaii, Director of Integrative Medicine there, talked about the Native Hawaiian diet and the impact it has had by bringing good nutrition back to his Native Hawaiians and allowing them to express themselves and bring themselves into better control. He explained the whole syndrome of how thin and appropriate they had been until they were introduced to our Western diet, and how by bringing sugars and other aspects to their diet, they lost their capacity to control diabetes, which is rampant within their community, and how by resuming just a normal diet using the components of the natural foods of the islands, he's seen just remarkable changes for these folks who resumed normal lifestyle and no longer had insulin resistance and diabetes. A fabulous presentation.
And insulin and diabetes, insulin resistance was also Dr. Stephen Holt talked about Syndrome X, and he's, again, world-renowned. We had the best presentations, and we had Kerry Hirayoki Tagawa there did also a staff, you know, his Memoirs of a Geisha and Mortal Kombat, but he did a presentation with the staff also. That was a wonderful thing. So we had the Hawaiian contingency there. It was a great, and we had the Eagle Dance, which Stella had lined up for the Congress. We had the full Pueblo Indian formal Eagle Dance with their top medicine man for the opening ceremonies.
And the impact of his prayer and the way he presented that prayer for individuals, whether you understood the native language or not, the intent was there. And that was one of the most profound events of my life, was having the Eagle Dance followed by his prayer. Just remarkable experience for people. And I, again, would share and encourage those to look into your schedule for next June, and you've got plenty of time to plan. And look forward to
the DVDs will be available.
Congress.
Yeah, they're going to make the DVDs. They recorded everything, and those are going to be available with the 80 speakers. And every scientific paper that was presented was world class, top of the line.
Yeah.
Profoundly important.
How exciting!
Yes, and we had our technology set up, and wonderful things happened there, miracles with people, people measuring, because we had the brightest scientists and doctors measuring the effects before and after being in our technology, too.
That was fun to experience, Sandra. Having those folks come, formally assess our technology, and report back that, geez, there is no EMF in this environment, that the ELF has been diminished. And it's just wonderful to have that opportunity for people who have those devices to come, evaluate, and verify that which is now known to be capable of happening.
Yeah.
We were discussing earlier how by eliminating that, it allows the cell body and the cell itself to function in its ideal state.
Yeah, Bert Goldberg, who's very famous with his books on alternative methods for cancer, Bert Goldberg does Alternative Medicine Magazine. He had a doctor they said was the best doctor in the U.S. was the claim, but he had some technology, and he was blown away by what he measured it with his own body before and after being in the technology. Remember? What was his name?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, geez.
Uh-oh.
You got me.
But I'm in San Francisco. I'm supposed to see Burt and Goldberg again this weekend, so we'll get that piece. But yeah, the DVDs of this presentations should be phenomenal, and you can access that information through our website, eesystem.com.
Are those CDs and DVDs going to be offered? They are going to be offered through your website, Sandra?
Well, they can link from our site. Right now it's on our calendar. As far as on our events calendar, and you can link to
their
site.
Oh, and they can access the site, and then that information will be there.
Right.
Yes, on how to get them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I am there. I'm the senior director of the Energy Medicine Department now for the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine, and also for the what was formerly the Open International University for Complementary Medicine.
That's a long title.
Yeah. Well, their website was oiucmglobal.com. So that was...
Yeah. How are you going to get all those letters after your name on your business card?
Hello, Sandra.
Hey.
I'm going to take one of those business cards that kind of folds down with a little accordion pleat.
I'm on air with you now.
We have Estella... Loretta, one. I was talking about you and your and the Peaceful Warrior, and Greg also talked about how magnificent the Eagle Dance was for the opening for the World Congress. So welcome on. Glad you're on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. I am very pleased to meet you.
Well, this is very special. You know, it's like it was such a beautiful Congress. It was such an honor to be invited to be a part of it, and magical to meet so many beautiful people from everywhere with wonderful healing energies. And I just feel like we're all in this place where we're like in this unfolding blessing and trying to just create a world of peace and healing. And anyway... I feel very honored to talk to you. Anyway, Sandra said, do you want to talk tonight? So they just called, and here I am, and wonderful to be a part of the beginning of this.
I talked about your Peaceful Warrior, you know, that is just magnificent. Our listeners can view him on your website. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. The website is... do you want me to tell them the website?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's www.estellaloretto.com.
Spell that.
Estellaloretto.
Estellaloretto.com. And
uh-huh.
It's from her Gentle Spirit Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And... Estella, do you want to read the prayer of the Peaceful Warrior?
Yeah, I can do that.
Estella had requested last night that she wanted some assistance in bringing this prayer around the world, and so this is one way of sending the first wave of this prayer out since the unveiling of the Peaceful Warrior and the placement of him for this Congress.
Okay, I'm trying to find my glasses so I can read better. Hold on. Okay, his prayer is, it is a healing prayer to the global community about living in harmony upon our Mother Earth so that we can reunite the spiritual circle of our human family, reminding us all of the sacredness of life, that we should walk gently with dignity and integrity, respecting one another and our differences, because we are all one. We are not different. We are all one. And this is his prayer. And I think it needs to be shared, and it's time. it's just, we just need to keep working together and communicating the same.
And this is a reinforcement of the theme of the Congress, which is, it is through healing that we unite in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sharing that passion for the healing of humanity and for creating peace. It is a global peace and relief mission also with the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine. So we're going to ask that people support that. And we want to bring Estella's work around the world as well, which it is quite prominently displayed. And, you know, like I said, for the state capitals there in Santa Fe and the cathedral. And I had mentioned earlier they want to bring your work to the Vatican, which is, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, you know, I've worked all over the world. I have work at the Smithsonian and in Japan, and I've traveled a lot, so my pieces are out there, but this is the first time that I've created a statement, you know, like this, that's really big. And I got inspired when 9/11 happened. It's kind of devastating for me, and I felt like, as a Native woman, as a monumental sculptress, that in my own way, I could contribute something that would be a healing message to the world. And I've been working on it several years now, and he's just left my home this week.
Yes, this is the first.
I guess I was kind of holding on to him because I needed him home, you know, for me to get my strength. And now share him with the world. So,
I want to really encourage people to, you want to see this statue, this monument. And of course, you can see him directly and placed in front of the El Dorado Hotel in Santa Fe. But you can also go to the website, estellaloretto.com. But when you look at him, it's realized he's a 10-foot bronze statue.
He's standing right now. About 15 feet, and he's so beautiful. I just went by there right before you called, and I just touched him. I rubbed his feet, and I let him know that I'm supporting him, and so are you.
And we're
and
making
as soon as I did that, you called. So this is how we need to work together. We need to be supportive of one another and get this message of peace out there.
Yes, and I thought this was very appropriate with rain, with Mother Earth.
It's all happening, you know, it's just the way it's supposed to be, and it's really beautiful.
You know, I just want to say about supporting each other, you know, that doesn't have to happen in a huge way. That can happen with your neighbor or with the person that sits across the room from you at work. There are many, many ways that we can support one another.
Yes, definitely. Just how we interact with each other, you know, just to be kind in that one little moment that we have.
Yeah,
you know,
not coming
to
a place
moment
of anger, you know, taking a moment to think about what we're saying to someone and to deliver our messages to them in a calm and kind way.
But even if it's not even what we're saying, it's how
the
we
delivery.
How we're holding ourselves, our body language.
Absolutely.
You know, as we stand
on
Mother Earth. And it's a challenge, you know. But that's what I pray about, is if we can do it with, like, integrity and dignity and love in our hearts.
I think if we all can understand that every word that comes out of our mouths has a certain vibratory rate to it. When it comes from a place of anger or even shame or guilt or any of those words that come with a yucky feeling in our body,
But when we deliver any message through one of those avenues, we're literally creating an energy that is going out into the rest of the Earth and the universe. And physics tells us that no energy can be destroyed. It can only be transmuted. So let us really watch carefully and listen carefully to the way we deal with one another so that we don't add more energy to this Earth that is already bombarded, and it's a lot to rise above. So let us all be very, very careful about how we communicate with one another.
Well, this piece is so beautiful, the peaceful warrior, and it's a real statement about walking gently on the earth and mm-hmm. making a stand for peace.
I want to tell them about the new piece that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
It is called Unfolding Blessing, and what it speaks about is we have this little energy. It's a ball, but the what it is like everything that you think, everything that is in your mind. The minute you think it, it starts to unfold, and it starts to have this energy. And it can be so beautiful, and it can attract so much beauty and love. And it's just what you just spoke about. But I didn't do it in words. I sculpted it. And I would like to put it on my website tomorrow. And people can come and look at it, and it's called Unfolding Blessing. And it is just the gift of the moment and how we deal with our thoughts. But maybe tomorrow, you know, people that are listening, you can look at it. It's called Unfolding Blessing. And
thank you for sharing that with the world. This is the sacred work.
Yeah. And it's just so exciting to be in a place where you know that you can contribute, you know. We all have something to share like that.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that you asked me to share my big peace warrior with you.
Thank you so much.
It was such an honor to meet Sandra here. You know, and all these other beautiful healers that were here, it kind of really elevated me more.
And
you know, to walk in a different path.
You know, the gathering of spirits that was mm-hmm. brought together for this Congress, it was just beautiful. But it was really Dr. Linda Lancaster, who we'll have to have on the show in the future as well, who is the chancellor for the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine, and we'll have her, you know, share more of that message on upcoming shows.
When she called me, we talked about, you know, this is New Mexico, and this is Native country, this is Pueblo country, so she wanted to have a medicine man do the prayer, and then we had eagle dancers, and it was so powerful. And I'm so glad that this is how it all opened up. And then Sandra closed it beautifully with a very beautiful balance of male and female energy, and kind of just let it flow out the door as she walked away, and it was so beautiful.
It was a very powerful
conference, and I was so grateful to be a part of it and to be a part of this conversation tonight.
Yeah, it was my honor and pleasure to share the Kahuna chants of blessings for the closing ceremonies with a closing chant, an exit chant as well. So it was in having that. You know, I mean, it was just the fullness of the gift of this Congress, and to be able to really bring those energies together for people to carry that light of healing out to the world.
That's beautiful. And then you kept saying that we have a short little time, you know, or it's going to be really bad, and I think we're there. So I'm very thankful that you are there in this setting where we can reach many people and continue to just share our thoughts in a positive way.
Yeah, it's up to us to create the healing in the time of crisis on the planet, and that is the fulfillment of the prophecies, both of the Hawaiians and also the Native Americans. There's a lot to turn around quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to happen. It's happening right now as we're talking about it.
And it's with the women stepping forward as part of it, too, and really...
Yeah.
Bring the sacred feminine energy forward for the earth to create the balance and the healing.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to just say that as women, you know, as just being human, you know, sometimes we have to let go of things that no longer work for us. You know, things that hold us back, things that keep us stagnant, and recognize that and be able to talk about it and just like, okay, I'm ready to get to the next place. Because we all get to these little crossroads where this is where I am. I could stay here or I could take this other journey now. And we all have that choice at every time. And I would like to encourage people to take that road of strength, integrity, you know, and embrace love, compassion, and peace as we move forward. And not hold on to things that put us down. We put ourselves down. We can't blame anyone because we choose. We have chosen to be there, but we've learned and we need to move on. And we need to support each other in a beautiful, kind and loving way. Although it's not always easy, you know, we just got to keep doing it.
Thank you.
I just wrote an article on ascension. And what you're speaking of right now is exactly what we must do to ascend. And I would like to add to what you said, take out that word sometimes. We have
okay.
to let go of things and say we must let go of things that no longer serve the higher purpose.
Thank
the definition
Thank
of ascension
you.
Is rising above something that is lesser. And every time we, with love, let go of something, some way that we feel about someone, some way that we feel about ourselves, we move further and further into ascension.
Thank you. Thank you for making that a stronger statement. You know, and I think we're always like in that place where we're just letting go. So you can only get stronger and stronger as we have people. As we share, we start to see more of the reflection of where we are.
Yes, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in San Francisco right now?
No, I'm in Santa Fe.
Ah, okay.
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. And well, Dr. Sandra Rose, are you still there?
Yes, and I'm in San Francisco tonight.
And
through the weekend.
And Dr. Greg Gerber, are you still there?
I'm still here, and I'm in Houston, Texas.
And hey, I'm still here, and I'm just outside of Phoenix, Arizona.
Isn't this wonderful that we can share this moment like this?
It is. It is very wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the making of a wonderful show. I want to remind you folks that we're on every Wednesday night, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific time. And again, I hope that you will share this show with your friends. We archive, so if you can't be with us live, all you need to do is go to the bbsradio.com. On the front page, it will give you archive information. And my website, I want to give you my website, Dr. Rain Morgan, DrRainMorgan.com, www.drrainmorgan.com. I am a practicing psychic healer, and I have a practice in Surprise, Arizona. I've been doing this for more than 30 years. I hate to say that, you know, because that kind of gives my age away, doesn't it? I mean, unless I started doing this stuff at 2. Well, maybe I could have.
That's why we're doing anti-aging medicine now, in the wellness, the wellness regeneration model.
Yeah, we're all, we have been on this healing path for some time now. And, you know, it gets more and more interesting. I know that there are so many folks out there that suffer from illnesses, dis-ease in the physical body. And I know that they believe that there's no way to heal this. There's nothing that can be done. And boys and girls, guys and dolls, I got to tell you, that's not the case. On this show, we will be spending our time talking about alternative healing methods, such as Gehler wave energy. We have a mainstream allopathic medical doctor on our show this evening, Dr. Greg Gerber, who, you know, if you've been with us since the beginning of the show, you've heard a great deal from Dr. Gerber. He's a mainstream doctor, which is using right now the scalar wave energy and seeing and experiencing phenomenal results, correct?
That is absolutely true. This is one of the, if not the foremost medical instrument that I am aware of. Clearly, it is the primary mode for the future of energy medicine is through the EE system and the utilization of that technology. It is allowing for people to utilize this technology to bring energy into their body and allow their body to heal itself. As Dr. Sandra Rose says, the energy that made the body heals the body.
And we love miracles all over the planet, 24/7, and that's what we're here to share. So, and that's what this show will be about, is this, you know, the miraculous unfoldment of the healing for humanity and that passion that we share with that. And I did, Dr. Greg Gerber, did you talk about being invited back to Kiev and the Ministry of Health to work with the Chernobyl projects, because our technology is so effective at eliminating radiation both from the environment and also from the body, which becomes very, very important for everybody with the depleted uranium situation and how much radiation has been released on the planet. Anyway, they've offered a team of doctors and scientists for us to begin research there with a team of Russian and Ukrainian scientists and researchers in radiation treatment.
I didn't have an opportunity to think of that while we were doing our earlier talk, Sandra. However, it is so very true that when we were in Kiev, what I found to be so refreshing was their medical system, and the individuals who were at their conferences were not asking if our equipment worked. They were asking the specifics as to how our equipment was working, whether it was through torsion, left, right, spin, and all of the appropriate physics Whereas here in the States, when I'm talking to my compatriots, they are usually fairly skeptical and asking, well, how does it really work, or does it really work, and how can we introduce this through an evidence-based component? And knowing that this is upper-level physics and coming forward with evidence-based techniques to and protocols is very difficult to perform anytime you're utilizing something that is along the lines of veritable medicine and veritable energies, because they cannot, by definition, be easily measured, and frankly, by definition, can't be measured because they're non-third dimensional components. We
non-linear
have found that
means can't be measured by definition. Yeah, non-linear means cannot be
non-linear.
Measured.
Yeah,
so we have some great, I just talked to the physicist here in John Oriva. He's going to be coming to the Congress this weekend and measuring the fields with the 8-unit system here. And there is a piece of him measuring the fields in a 4-unit system that's on our website.
That is so very true.
You know, talking about what he's seeing, even though you cannot measure certain components, there's other components that and fields that are, it's observable by effect. And when you're creating a null zone that's eliminating detrimental fields, you know, that's quite observable, and then it's by effect that you see what's happening with these fields. So it's exciting stuff.
Absolutely. I did do my best to try and explain that to Rain and the listening audience on how by eliminating the effects of EMF ELF that allowed the body to, and the cell membrane and the cell itself to have the opportunity to heal itself, plus the fact that this, our fields are actually bringing energy into the cell and bringing it to its highest level of function.
Yeah, it's like a continual reorganizing at a higher level of order.
Doctor, well, let's talk to Sandra for a minute. When products such as water, body creams, supplements, vitamins, when different products are put in the scalar energy, the scalar has a dramatic effect on these products. You offer many of these on the website.
Right. Yeah, and that's it's very profound what it does with product. And a company called Scalar Core has been utilizing our technology to potentize their products, and they present our technology on their website at scalarcore.com, C-O-R-E. They present our technology as the premier technology in the world for optimizing product. So there's a lot of information about that, and also with the information being carried in water, and we'll be bringing out, we intend to be bringing out very soon a line of, you know, bottled waters that will be available worldwide. But one of the things I wanted to mention, too, when Dr. Greg here was talking about speaking with his compadres, you're going to be doing a talk in Houston the end of next month. Is that not correct? Is that
That's
available?
That's correct. I'm going to be, I'm in the Memorial Hospital Systems and at the Wilson Turner Auditorium on June the 30th at 9:45. I will be doing a presentation with regards to the technology and basically just bringing folks up to date on what's happening in energy medicine. It will indeed move through all the different aspects of energy medicine, and then directly into the reason, the rationale, and the physics involved in what we are currently producing through the energy that you have produced through the energy enhancement system.
Okay,
so
that's a talk for the doctors and the medical personnel, the nurses in the Memorial Hospital system. Is that available? Is that open to the public?
Well, the answer to that, I know that there is some limitation in seating, Sandra. However, I'm very confident that I can get that opened to the general public. However, with the therapist, if they are looking for their continuing, and nurses and occupational therapists, if you are looking for their continuing medical education units, that will be one aspect of things that I can address. But yeah, I believe it is going to be open at my request to the general public, yes.
And,
so that'll
and
be on
every
the,
health practitioner can actually get CEUs for this program. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm not sure that there's physician CEU available, but for nursing, PT, OTs, and social workers, I know all of those boards have had the accreditation performed for them.
Yeah.
And I believe that it will be a 7-hour program and a very reasonably priced for those CEUs at a total cost of $30, so that that is a real bargain for anybody. And they can, at this point in time, they could probably contact me at 877-777-9465. And Anna will likely answer the phone, and we can get you additional information if you're in the greater Houston area with regards to this program, which will be at the Memorial Southwest Campus, Memorial Hogan Southwest Campus, at the Wilson Turner Auditorium on June the 30th at 9:45. It will,
cool.
My component will be an hour session, but there will be other elements available with some of our more prominent orthopedic surgeons speaking with regard to more conventional interventions, but new techniques, and a full program can be provided through contacting myself at gregory@eesystem.com, and I can give further information to you with regard to that program.
Yeah, we need to remember to get that listed on our website as well, on the eesystem.com website. We should have, you know, we'll have that on the events page.
It seems like we have a lot of website work to do with this, doesn't it?
Yes,
you keep going on and on.
The Internet, it's the global mind link, but it's part of creating this global, unified, cohesive community, that coming together in unity, communion for the planet to create healing, that oneness. Thank you, Ray.
It's time for one, isn't it? It's time for us all to realize that we are one and think as one. What's good for you, that way it'll be good for me.
And we're intimately connected.
It's amazing that we're coming up to the end of our second hour. And Dr. Rose, I kind of, Dr. Sandra Rose, I kind of let you take over the conversation. Is Estella still on?
Yes.
Well, honey, you just faded right into the background there, and I didn't know.
I was just listening. I was listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening to all of you talk.
All right. You have a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
I think that this show is going to get very interesting as we move along. We're going to bring some wonderful people on. Anybody ever hear of Joseph Chilton Pierce? Oh, that's a big name, isn't it? Nikki Kelly's coming on. Barbara Hand Clow is going to be coming on. We're going to do a show. We're kind of going to honor, in case you didn't know this, Sandra Rose, I haven't filled you in on all the details, but we're going to kind of do an honoring to Bear and Company Inner Traditions. And, you know, they publish some phenomenal people and some of the cutting-edge work out there. Barbara Hand Clow has a new book out called The Mind Chronicles, and it's a visionary guide into past lives. And I think, you know, for most of us that have been out there for any length of time, we know who Barbara Hand Clow is. And Nikki Scully is a phenomenal author. She and Linda Starr Wolf have written a new book called Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt.
Yeah,
and it's Awakening the Healing Power of the Heart.
That's
and
where
I
met Nikki, was in Egypt.
For excellent radio.
Yeah.
There's another book that we're going to do on the show. It's called Adaptogens. David Winston and Stephen Mames have written a book on herbs for strength,
stamina and stress release. So, you know, with you and me and Dr. Greg and all of the wonderful people that are coming on the show, I think we have some real quality radio here. What do you think?
I think it's going to be an ongoing, exciting adventure because we're going to be inviting these people on that are the best and the brightest in the world in their in their own fields. And this weekend, I know I was trying to have David Gibson on tonight, and I don't know if he's called, but he's the one that's put together this World Sound Healing Conference.
Well, Sandra Rose, let me tell you about David Gibson. I talked to him, and we got disconnected. And I had given him the phone number to call in, and I tried to call him back, and I couldn't get anything but his voicemail. So I just have no idea. So why don't we go ahead and talk about the World Sound Healing Conference.
We're going to have, I believe, Dr. Shaw is doing the opening. Dr. Ibota will be there. Don Estes, just luminaries in the world of sound healing.
Yeah, Tom Kenyon, and I don't know if people heard you say Masaru Emoto, Dr. Emoto, who does the phenomenal research with water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a long list. If they go to our website, they can find more information. Under our
James
page.
Simon is going to be there.
Yeah, just all the biggies, and we'll have an 8-unit system of our technology there with sound beds in the meditation room. They're going to have sound beds in our EE systems. That's a wonderful, wonderful combination. And people will be able to come just for the day as well versus the whole conference. It'll be at the Cathedral Hill Hotel, which is on Van Nuys Avenue in San Francisco near downtown. So that'll be going on, starts tomorrow, 11th through the 14th, with three big concerts, and we'll have the technology, the Scalar E effect, in the concerts. So this will be a very fun event, and just I believe there are 60 presenters. Halpern is one of them.
Absolutely, the world luminaries with regard to energy medicine, with specific the aspect of sound and vibration.
Yeah.
It's a who's who. You go down that. You're going to be challenged to decide who it is. But there are several tracks, and you're going to be looking at three different tracks. And I know when I was looking at that event, I was saying, "Oh my goodness, I would be hard put to make a decision as to which room to follow and which track that would best allow me to benefit." It's just a fabulous group of people that's available. And again, I think that the opportunity that you're affording folks, Sandra, to allow them to utilize the technology in an environment such as that is just a phenomenal thing. And I will thank you in advance for giving that opportunity to the participants of that event. That's just phenomenal.
And I believe people can come and actually just experience our technology as well without even having to attend the conference. But there'll be a charge for that will benefit the World Sound Healing Conference. But I think people are going to really want to attend that. Don Campbell, who wrote The Mozart Effect, I met him years and years ago, and he's great. And Steve Halpern, who's done great work forever. Tom Kenyon, obviously. Just great, great people. It's going to be a fun event where people can come for the concerts. You know, and just have the music and dance. Peter Gabriel, Mickey Hart. I don't even remember who all. It's like, wow.
Can you explain the Scalar E effect a little bit? Can you develop that?
Yeah, the Scalar E effect. That our technology has been used in some clubs. We launched that at Sundance Film Festival this year. The Scalar E effect is an environmental energy field that, you know, is great in clubs and for concerts. But it's like a natural high, because the way it's synchronizes right in the brain, and it oxygenates, and people, you know, can feel very happy and dance in this field. So we'll be having that as part of it, be featured for these concerts. And that's on their website, it's talked about, too. So very exciting stuff. And it's working more with the biophotonics because it's projected, and it looks kind of like a light show.
Oh, that sounds neat.
And, of course, it's the DNA that responds to that light. The DNA is biophotonic.
Of course. I hadn't thought of that. My goodness.
And then you're opening up all the neural pathways, and it's a natural energy high, or like DJ Scalar says, the energy is in the air.
That's a great one.
It's sort of like a trip on ecstasy with no side effects.
That's it, Scalar E, energy, euphoria, ecstasy. It's an ecstatic shamanic state. It's like opening up those neural pathways of expanded consciousness, and it feels good. So people can come join us and party. We're partying for the planet, Scalar E, and DJ Scalar.
Question about the products, Sandra. When these products have been exposed to the scalar energy, does the product then affect the cell membrane as the technology itself, as if you were in the room?
In a lot of ways, very, very similar. It's bringing that same energy charge directly through the body, through the cells. It's a communication informational fields that then are brought up through, but it's also adding that energy to whatever supplement it is, whether it's an herb, to be able to be at its fullest and highest potential. And it's maintained this life charge that gives the body energy. So it's it makes the products much more bioabsorbable, bioavailable. The assimilation is very, very enhanced, and people feel the differences right away.
Now, Sandra, the other thing I'd like you to talk to folks about would be about the medallions that give the mini field effect, and how you're utilizing the crystalline structures and the hematite structures to carry that, so that people can carry a small portion of the field with them.
Yeah, this is like having a piece of our technology that's easily wearable, transportable, carried. It's called the EE Medallion, and those are available now. You can get them through the website, and it's a very, very, very effective way to maintain the integrity and the balance, the homeostasis in the cells and the body. It's not going to do everything our technology does, but it's a way to have a piece of that technology that is very effective and efficient in how it works to maintain balance and, and to, in a sense, protect the body from the effects of radiation and the EMF and ELF. It's not going to...
I know you've shared one of those with me, and I wear one of those, and I can tell you, Rain, from my perspective, when I visit the hospital, the days that I've utilized this, it is a different sensation, because there's no question about it. When I'm in that environment with all of the EMF and ELF that's required, quote-unquote, for us to be able to do the evaluations with our MRIs and all the microwave aspects of the hospital,
X-rays,
I have definitely noted a difference when I use this little medallion that has been energized through the technology.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I need to have one of those also.
Yeah, it's real practical. It just plain works. It's very simple. They're less than $100 each, and they work very well. I have yet to have anybody say, wow, I really feel that when you put it on them.
Well, let's get one of those for Dr. Rain just real quick, like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
the
mail right away.
Yep, the E-Medallion.
Energy. It's part of the
EU system.
I'm very excited about the water and the other products. I should send you a box of my supplements to let sit for. Well, how long would you want to expose something to the scalar waves before it's finished, so to speak?
It literally only takes a few minutes, and then you can the charge builds, because these are self-regenerative fields, self-healing fields, and the products pick that up.
What happened there? Do we know what happened?
Sandra, are you still there? Oh, Rain, I know I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Well, you know, Greg, I know I'm still here.
Well, okay. Well, at least the two of us can talk.
Okay.
What Sandra was saying about that is that these are self-regenerating fields, so that the energy actually builds in. And one of the things that we've seen with product is that we had product that we had, it was a nutraceutical that we had exposed to the field in an 8-unit, and we did a type of very advanced Carilion photography done down at one of the here in Houston down at NASA. And we had an evaluation done, and then we had that product carried away, and we carried it off through the airport and ran it through the scanners going through prior to 9/11. And it actually knocked the field down tremendously by going through the radiation. And then by coincidence, we found this particular product and said, oh, yeah, that's the one. And we brought it back to Houston and had it reevaluated. And it, after 3 months' time, it had exceeded the initial form. So not only after it got knocked down by the radiation, it still continued to bring the energetic field into it, because it's a self-regenerating field. So it actually continues to grow. It's a remarkable concept when you take something like a nutraceutical and you put that into your body, and you know that that goes in and gets assimilated into your body and utilized as a nutrient. The bioavailability through the gut is improved, and thereafter it's actually more efficacious than anything that we'd ever seen before. So that's, I think, why Scalar Core has had such tremendous success with their product that they utilize. And I'm sure that if you do this with your nutraceuticals, you will find the exact same effect to be available for you.
Yeah, I think I will send her out a box. Well, listen, Greg, when she gets back to Hawaii.
Well, the brightest thing for you to do is to send it to me here in Houston, because then you don't have to wait for the extra 4 or 5 days each way for things to go back and forth from going over to Hawaii. And that's just from personal experience on that.
Okay.
So you can,
and then who knows how long it's going to take her to get back home.
Well, that is a whole different...
That's a whole other show.
So, yeah.
That's another show. She travels a tremendous amount.
Yeah, I was truly reiterating where she had me. I've been in just traveling with her, and I did one third of the travel that she did this year. I think she did somewhere on the order of 225,000 miles with one airline.
Yeah.
So and she used all three for her international travel. But she's in Quito, she's in Panama, she's heading for Chile, she's talking about being in Thailand, and it's a toss-up whether she's going to be heading to Thailand or going back to Kiev. She's been in London, Paris, and Toronto, as I indicated, Vancouver, and throughout most of Canada. She's been, and of course, dotted throughout our continental United States. And she says that home is in Hawaii, though I think I counted last year that she was only in Hawaii 85 days. So she is indeed a moving target, traveling through the world. And as she usually does, she is always articulating and manifesting health. And as that conference said, it is through health comes peace, and it is indeed, if you think that all the way through, that is a very, very true statement.
And
it is. We all become health.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Greg. Let's ask Dawn if we can't take a few minutes break here. Dawn, come on and let us know. Maybe we can get Dr. Sandra Rose back on the line. So, are you there, Dawn? Can we take a few minutes break? Well, everybody's gone, huh? Just you and me.
I agree. It seems that we are functioning together again. Let's see.
Dawn, are you there? Well, okay. Hey, and thanks so much for staying with us while we took a little break. We're back on with Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who is the most gracious sponsor of this wonderful show. At least I think it's going to be a wonderful show. And special guest this evening is Dr. Greg Gerber. And we're talking about healing this earth. We're talking about using the scalar energy to increase the effect of supplements and water and different foods and all sorts of things like this. Just let me throw in a couple of other things that are going to be coming up on our radio show. I'm very happy to be doing a show with Jan Sadler. Jan writes a book, a phenomenal book, called Pain Relief Without Drugs. We're also going to be doing a show with Herbert Bangs. And Mr. Bangs writes a phenomenal book called The Return of Sacred Architecture, The Golden Ratio and the End of Modernism. I am so excited to do both of these shows. You know, guys, Sandra and Greg, I have always said for the past more than 11 years, I have said, I do radio for me. I have learned so much. I have gained such an education in doing radio. And, you know, something else that we're going to be doing, Sandra, as you and I have talked, we're going to be doing some special shows that are geared toward raising conscious children. Our kids, our little ones right now, are going to be left with whatever we leave that needs, you know, cleaning up, fixing, whatever it is. And I know Sandra believes, like I do, that our babes have to be raised in a much different way than we raised children 30, 40 years ago. These kids coming in now, the Indigos and the Crystal kids, that are here with huge missions. So we're going to be doing some very special radio about that. And I'm going to, I'm creating right now a list of recommended reading for our babes. You know, it's like teaching your kids or having that conversation about sex. I know a lot of parents, I hear this often, they'll come to me and they'll say, well, I don't know what to say. What's the best thing? You know, my child is only 5 years old. How much should they know? And, you know, I always say if a child is old enough to ask the question, then they are old enough to hear the answer. So we're going to be doing some very special shows about raising conscious, healthy children and giving you lists of phenomenal books to read that kind of take that that worry and that wondering, you know, what do I say to them? How do I teach them these things? And through the stories that we read to our kids, we teach them mountains of information. So,
Ray, would you review that you're going to be on, is it Wednesday evening, so I'm getting my calendar set up appropriately?
We're on Wednesday evening, 7:30 to 10:30 Pacific PM, Pacific Standard Time.
And will you be on your website listing your upcoming guests? And if so, will you review your website for me?
Yes, and remember what I said, now Greg, remember what I said about how much work there is to be done on the website. but yes, we are going to be putting on our website what the guests, who the guests are, the topics, and we'll take it a step further. Let's say there's something that you want information on. One, if we haven't done a show on it, and I'll be listing things like, let's say you want to know about ways to get rid of pain without taking, a strong drug. We'll have those shows listed and, different categories of shows. Two, if there's something that someone wants us to do a show on, we want more information on sacred architecture and what does the golden ratio mean, then shoot us an email. My address is w.drrainmorgan.com. Check out my website. Also, let me just throw in there that I do many, many readings and healing sessions by phone. If you're interested in getting a reading with me, I do a lot of work in prosperity abundance. I do a lot of work in consciously reprogramming your DNA. And I work with career. And, I'm a medical intuitive. So if you would like to have a session with me, all my contact information is on my website. And, guys, let's give our websites again. Mine is w.drrainmorgan.com. Sandra Rose?
Oh, we're at eesystem.com. And I just want to say, too, it's like you do great work with helping people create the life that they want. And then our technology is that, what if you really had all the energy to do anything and everything you really want to do to fulfill your highest potential? So this all works together for people to create really the life and the world that we want to have.
Now, is that medallion and the products that are being offered, is that on the website now, Sandra?
Yes, it is. It can be offered on that website, or you can do eesystems.com, and you can find it if you scroll through and find the medallions available, or eemedallion.com. Also is another direct link to the medallions themselves.
Okay.
That would be eemedallions.com.
They can also call and order the medallions. That's that.
Yes, indeed.
What's that
probably
number?
The most efficient way to order the medallions thing is to use the number that I cited earlier, R877-777-9465. And in all probability, if you're calling during the conventional business day in Houston, you'll speak with Anna, and she'll be delighted to take your information for the medallions. Right now, the shopping cart for the medallions is in process. It had been up, and now it's down, and now it's one of those more work to be done on the website, Rain.
More work to be done on the website.
But it should be up and functional by Saturday noon, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. That website work is just going on and on and on. I know in my house it sure is. Does medallion come with the chain? You put it on something yourself?
It can go on a chain, but it comes with a black silk cord, and people really like those, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I need to have one of those quickly.
We'll make sure we get you one right away.
We'll make sure that can happen.
Yeah, Dr. Rain needs one quickly. So, does anybody need to give phone numbers? Anybody have a phone number that they want to give out to our listeners?
Well, I think the primary number we want to use for EE Systems is that number, 877-777-9465.
Okay, and I can be reached at 623-547-7976. And again, all of my contact information is on my website. If you'd like to send me an email, this is Rain of Truth, rainoftruth@cox.net, COX.net, rainoftruth@cox.net. Okay, I like to give out that contact information often. People think, oh, I want to write that down. If they say that again, I'll run and get something to write with. So we're saying it again and again. We don't want you, let me say it this way. We want you to remember EES systems. So tremendous amount of information.
Let's get that real clear, eesystem.com.
What did I say?
It's not EES system, it's eesystem.com.
E-system. Not EES. Well, you know, I always have EES.
Yeah, and people can reach me also through that, Sandra at eesystem.com.
There we go.
That's my email.
All right.
Yeah, and people can ask questions.
I was very interested in having Dr. Greg talk about some case histories. You have had so many experiences with Scalar, and I think, sharing some case histories, cognition. How is Scalar affecting, things like Alzheimer's and stuff like that?
Alrighty, I can address that one. I have somebody who is having an early dementing, an age-adjusted dementing process, and as it turns out, it was a spouse of one of my patients who had had a new-onset stroke. So she was coming and had gone through stroke rehab in the hospital and then was coming over to the Energy Enhancement System in Houston, and she brought along her husband. And he had been having some failing cognitive status. And she very quietly said, Dr. Greg, do you think it'd be okay if my husband came in with me while I do my time in the very relaxing chair? And I said, is there a reason why you'd like him to do it? And she said, yeah, his memory is not working well, and he's having more problems with his gait. And he's been falling. And I said, oh, surely, let's arrange for the two of you to occupy two of the four chairs in the system. And they were going in, and they had just traveled after her stroke. She did very, very well and was able to travel to Budapest on one of the TOUT tours. And they had just come back from that, and he was finding that he was losing his capacity for mental faculty in remembrance of the events of their travels, and as I said, he had had two or three falls on this 14-day trip. So they came in, and he did a series of two-hour sessions with her, three two-hour sessions, and after the first two-hour session, she reported that his balance had improved so that he felt much more comfortable when he was getting up at night and using the facility. By the time the six hours was done, and this was accomplished in less than a two-week time period, he was out and doing daily walking, and when I asked him about the trip, he was thereafter able to provide me with a day-by-day itinerary. And she just beamed at the remarkable change that he had, both in cognition and motoric function. And Sandra, I don't think you'd even heard about that event yet, have you?
I hadn't heard that story. We just talked with Sarah DeVries, who has our technology in Michigan, and she was talking about somebody with Alzheimer's who had, was having some real challenges in walking and couldn't find the bathroom in his own house, and it was remarkable changes in his abilities to function and remembered even where got up by himself, went to the bathroom at the facility, came back, And this was like, you know, not behavior that he'd had before, before being in the EE system.
Yes, Sarah was saying that he had literally gotten to the point where he had forgotten the automatic aspects of how to walk. He didn't know how to initiate the walking procedure. And
they said literally he couldn't remember where the bathroom was in his own home. And he got up out of the technology, went to the bathroom, came back all on his own. So remarkable changes and improvements. She told lots of wonderful stories of what they're seeing in Michigan, and they're getting ready to put a 24-unit system in Saranac. People can find the different locations.
How much does it take to put in a system with 24 units?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be in Saranac. That's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for people to, you know, really be immersed in those fields.
But how much space does it take to put in a system that large?
It varies. They're going to have quite a large space. They've bought a former grocery store that they've remodeled, and it'll be an octagonal large room in Saranac. They have a system in Grand Rapids right now. People can locate these systems online at EE System and go to Global. And there are links to a number of the public systems.
And, Rain, to answer your question, I was discussing this with Michael, Sandra's son, her main technician. And the answer is they're going to be changing the design so that these will be one of the probable for the 24s will be kind of putting them, stacking one on top of the other. So envision looking at your computer, the main box terminal, and stacking five or six of those on top of one another, and there will be four of those. And Michael was talking about it could be a stacking system that is somewhere on the order of 48 inches, and it could also be as high as double that, 96 inches. And at the 96 inches, now we're talking about 8 foot high. And it's going to look like a very elegant piece of electronics. And on top of that, they will probably be utilizing, one of the designs will be utilizing a fairly large screen to produce the biophotonics. And Michael was talking about how he could run that information from one system to the next, to the next, to the next, to loop it up to that screen.
So
a new design and quite sophisticated in its development at this point.
Yeah, the system in Saranac will be 8 towers of 3.
Eight towers of three.
People can look on our website and see the towers of 2, which have been which is also what we have in Houston at the Enhancement Institute.
Correct.
That's
right.
4 towers of 2, which has been fairly standard for a number of our clinical settings. Although it's 4 units that people put around their beds, but you know, more than most of our systems are actually in private homes. And so the ideal thing is having it around your bed at home, and it's like sleeping in heaven. It's wonderful. Yet in these clinical or wellness center environments or spa environments, that's where you have it, you know, generally a minimum of 8-unit systems.
Now, when you have a system that is so large as 24, how does this affect what we call the chamber? How is it so much stronger, or does that just, all that is needed for a much larger space?
It really doesn't have to do with space. These are dense informational fields, and then those fields are much more cohesive, much more dense, and there's a lot more biological interface with that kind of energy. The energy is just much, you know, going from a 4 to an 8, an 8's about 10 times better than a 4 in as far as how you feel it and how it works. And 12 is a very full experience, a full system. experience, and the 24 will be double that as far as the numbers, but the effects will be, you know, from a 12 to a 24, it'll be at least 10 times better as far as in how the interface of, with the body is that allows that cellular regeneration.
So the larger fields actually grow exponentially rather than linearly in their efficacy and the amount of energy that is produced within the field itself.
Yeah, it's a field fusion technology, and it's, you know, you got the fusion of the photonic field. It's a very interesting thing, but as a field technology, it expands those fields then exponentially. So it's going to be very interesting to have the stories as these 24-unit systems are going in, and we'll be charging water also in those 24-unit systems and getting that out to the world.
When do we expect the water to be available, and how is it going to be circulated? Will you order it on your website, from your website?
Well, we're hoping to have it available through all the Costco's. And through, you know, these will be available commercially, through the commercial distribution routes.
Right.
Now that's some distributing. Look, they're huge. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. There
and
must
we
be
also
a Costco
about
in
other
town.
Global distribution routes where they're literally all over the world. So we want to get this out quickly.
Yeah, we need this. Again, if just in case, now I know, just
we
in
could do
case,
a whole show just on the water and all the effects of that. It's, you know, it's
yeah,
phenomenal.
We could. Now, just in case you didn't write it down, it's eesystems.com.
Yeah, system, not systems, but eesystem.
eesystem.com.
Yes.
.com. No S on it. eesystems.com. Okay.
Correct.
And a tremendous amount of information on the website. And my website, if you'd like to check me out, is www.drrainmorgan.com. Come check us all out. Again, we will be on every Wednesday night, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you miss a show or you have friends that you think would like our show but they're not available at that time of night, we are archived. Yes, you can listen to a show 24/7. I like that. Don't you like that, Dr. Sandra?
That makes it easy.
Makes it easy. You know, this is amazing. We're coming down the pike, so to speak. We're in the last half hour of our show. Anything either one of you have to talk about? Something that you want to add to what we've been discussing?
Wow.
Sandra, I always do.
We're both going to talk at once.
Well, you know, one of the things that Greg and I discussed a little earlier, and he said, well, this is Sandra Rose's forte. I think it's very important to talk about nutrition. You know, we're looking at all these ways to heal ourselves and evolve ourselves and ascend ourselves, but how did we get wherever we are that we need to heal ourselves from? And that's what we eat, what we're putting in our mouths.
Well, there's such a toxic environment. One of the panels that we had, at the World Congress of Integrative Medicine talked about the electromagnetic pollution, you know, which is creating tremendous problems. We are going to have that available on our website when we get that because they had three scientists talking about the actually what is occurring and what's been documented and what the issues are as far as with the problems with the cell phones and microwaves and, you know, the towers and all the electromagnetic pollution, which is dysregulating the body. So you've got that level of pollution. You've got the pollution in the water and in the air. and in the food. Now, one of the places where we are personally at the most choice is what we're choosing to eat. And so it's very, very important. If you love yourself, obviously, you're not going to poison yourself. It's worth it to buy organic. Always buy organic, because otherwise you're paying for poisons, but paying to poison yourself or paying and supporting the poisoning of the planet, of the environment. It's really a vital, vital shift that people make that, because your dollar is your vote. And then what are you voting for on the planet? Are you voting, each and every dollar is a vote. You know, are you voting for things that create health and healing and vitality for, you know, for people and for the planet, or are you paying for more destruction? What are you voting for?
I put a small garden in this year, Sandra Rose. It's just small. I've got some lettuces, and I've got some tomatoes and some corn, and with any luck at all, there'll be some peas and some beans and some things that, you know, this in the year to come, I'm going to put in quite a large for me, because remember, we have to take care of this thing. But I'm going to put in a garden that is going to give me maybe 75% of what I eat. I'm going to grow it myself.
This is vital.
And,
we can encourage people to have even on a windowsill, have their herbs or to just do some sprouting.
Yeah.
Because life comes from life, and you don't get more aliveness by putting in more dead stuff. You know, it's very, very simple. And what are you choosing? What quality are you choosing to eat? So, you know, the more fresh, live, raw, the better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Need the enzymes.
As I said earlier, we do live in a world where we're hurrying all the time. We have so many single moms and single dads, too. And, you know, it seems like there's so much to do that the thing that we push off onto the back burner, so to speak, is our food.
Yeah, one thing I want to point out with that is people think that fast food, you know, and it's McDonald's or something. But what could be faster than having an apple or having a bag of nuts that's always with you in your bag or in your car, or, you know, nuts, raisins, dried fruit. You know, there's so many, you know, there's all these raw energy bars and things like that. And they're very quick.
And Sandra, just juicing is very quick, a little bit messy, but actually making soups, I mean, as a guy, a single guy who's in and out and running my medical practice, there's no question about it. You know, cooking is the last thing I want to do, and quite frankly, I don't remember the last time I really had the oven on for other than maybe twice or three times this last 6 months time period. But I still eat exceptionally well if I just utilize different juicing techniques. Doesn't take much time, and absolutely doing wonderful, wonderful soup is so easy to do anymore, and it's all live food.
And it's very easy. Anybody with a blender can make these blended soups that are absolutely delicious and nutritious and fast and easy. So
when are you going to put out your book?
Well, we are going to start writing some of those recipes and things and making those available online, and you know, and that's important too. That book, one of the first books, is Eating Orgasmically, and it'll be this 5-star exquisite organic. how do you do that, and how do you make it elegant and wonderful?
Yeah, and I think so many people would love to have that because they don't really know how to eat raw or how to be, you know, how to prepare things that satisfy us. Because, you know, that's food is one of the greatest ways that we not only give ourselves the nutrition, but we nurture ourselves with food.
It's what I like to call radical self-love, and it's having that passionate love affair with your own self. And it's like, how do you have that, you know, be juicy, you know, that being sensual.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. And so it's got to be yummy.
Yeah, it's got to be yummy.
And it's got to keep the juices flowing. And so I like these five-star exquisite things made with the real superfoods that support the body in optimal function, but also support the body in detoxing. Yeah.
And
we've
got to
detox
the
rest of those chemicals and pollutants out. And I also really want to encourage people do not use a microwave.
Yeah, not even in your house.
Yeah, throw things in your blender.
I don't own one.
Yeah, I love my Vitamix. That's to live for. It's like a, you know, but you want to be hyper healthy, and everything is affecting that. Why put anything into your body or you being that's less than ideal? I like to talk about it too. It's like, you know, why fly back in the back of coach when you can fly first class? Well, you want to upgrade, you know, your food to that level of eating first class, you know, where it is that passionate love affair for yourself and your body, you know, and really appreciating that and taking time to pleasure yourself with the unlimited flavors and forms of the ecstasies of God's love through the food.
And Sandra, you are very well versed in Indian food.
Okay, yes. Every variety of international food, I've been vegetarian over 37 years.
Yeah.
And there's just so many healing traditions. I mean, there's so much variety. It's just unlimited variety in what we can create and have it be magnificent. You know, versus people, you know, don't realize what a boring diet has, you know, that we've had here in the U.S. So, you know, as far as the standard American diet is very sad, and what that's produced is a cancer rate that's currently 1 in 2. It's the envelope we're pushing.
Yeah, amazing how much sickness we have. And new things that didn't exist 50, 60, 75 years ago. AIDS. How many things are there now that we didn't have? You know, look what the childhood inoculations are causing, and, you know, things that we just didn't have 50 years ago are full tilt boogie.
Yeah, and it's really about shifting the focus rather than treating disease. How do we create health? How do we become hyper-healthy? And that's what our technology really is. It's hyper-healthy environment for the body.
And I was trying to explain that earlier, Sandra, on how effortlessly, for myself, I was able to transition my diet from less than ideal to much closer to a healthful wellness type of diet where I am getting adequate and above adequate levels of nutritional sources, and how effortlessly that transition happened. And I truly attribute that primarily to my exposure to the technology, because it was not something that I did on a conscious level. It has never been anything other than a pleasure to explore and learn about the food groups as you were describing them, and having the opportunity to move forward and advance my diet to a much higher level of nutritional source, and therefore allowing me much more energy to move forward with the daily activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's awareness in the body, you know, becoming much, much more aware and conscious of what you're creating in your personal environment for your body. And empowerment means making better choices.
And it comes to light and rain that, you know, when you're talking about the busy, hectic, stress-filled life, I assure you much of that I've
I'm not going to say that I'm multitasking as you females do, but I am saying that I have a fairly full life, and yet the choice and the active decision to upgrade diet just became a priority and was very, very easily accomplished. And I feel it really has affected my overall health parameters, as we were discussing, on what some of the things my cardiologist was finding, or just after a very brief exposure with the technology, but during that time period, some significant change in both my limited exercise program, but my significantly modified dietary intake.
There's lots of changes that we can make on a daily basis, the blender is a great thing. One of the simple morning rituals could be making a smoothie. Throw your fresh fruits in there with with soaked nuts. There's so many different ways. But we can start putting together some of those recipes and helping people with that.
Yeah, maybe
it could be
each
easy.
Week we could give a recipe. A friend of mine, a client of mine, is very well versed in raw cooking, and matter of fact, she is vegan, and she does a half a head of lettuce. I believe it's a red leaf lettuce that she does in the blender in the mornings with some other things thrown in there. But she said that if I tried that, I would find it to be amazing how much energy I would have, and how quickly my body would clean out and weight would come off of me. I should do this right away. I could do this right away.
Do we have time for me to give a recipe?
Oh, please do.
I think so. Yeah, we do. I think we have about, let's see here. We have 15 minutes of the show left.
Oh, okay. I will give a recipe that I've used for people. It's one I've especially used to alkalinize the body, but it's been a recipe I've given people with cancer to help heal their bodies, to detoxify. But it's also something I've served, five-star chefs, and they love it. It's my cold beet soup recipe.
Okay.
And so people might want to grab a pen and kind of jot this down because it's delicious, and even children love it. It's a wonderful recipe, and it's very simple. Everything is 1 to 2, depending on size or depending on what you've got available in the moment, but 1 to 2 beets. You kind of cut that in chunks, throw it in the blender with 1 to 2 carrots. The juice of 1 to 2 lemons and 1 to 2 avocados. So you got the beets, the carrots, lemons, avocado. You can put some fresh garlic in or fresh ginger, and enough water to blend. And then you also want to use some very good salt, whether it's the Himalayan pink salt or some Celtic, fleur de sel. The good sea salt or the Hawaiian red salt. You want to use some good salt. The body needs good salt, and it has all the minerals with it. So you use some of that. You can season it with different things, maybe some Bragg's aminos. Sometimes I put some umeboshi plum vinegar in it, the lemon, or you could use lime. And then I like it with either fresh cilantro or fresh dill.
Cilantro and dill?
Yeah, or basil, any fresh herbs that you want to put into it, or I like to pile the herbs on top.
Okay.
And it's a very creamy, beautiful, beautiful color, delicious soup. It's creamy.
I would think blending those avocados would make it very smooth.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed
this
soup, and I tell you, it is absolutely delicious, and it is so simple to do.
Okay, so we put the beets, carrots, the lemons, the avocados, that's all raw, into the blender.
Yeah, and sometimes you use 1 to 2 stalks of celery with that as well.
Yep.
And celery.
And I like ginger and garlic, or ginger or garlic.
Okay.
You know, again, these are all healing foods.
No.
And then put enough water to blend.
Okay, so this is not cooked. This is raw.
If you want it warm, you use warm water.
Yeah. If you wanted it hot, you could use hot water, which you might do in the winter. But in the summer, it's like the most beautiful, delicious soup to have.
Okay, it would be a cold soup.
Yes, it's
and
a
Sandra,
cold
you were saying that this
soup.
Is a, and Sandra, you were saying that this was a very alkalizing type of soup. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it's very alkalinizing for the body. And remember, cancer cannot exist in an alkaline system and an oxygenated
right.
system. This is very oxygenating as well for the body.
And cancer only exists where there's acidity. And the other thing that I experienced is it definitely allowed one to do some detoxification.
Those beets are magnificent for helping to flush the gallbladder and liver. And most diseases is associated with that liver being, it's the liver is what processes the toxins. So you've got the liver inflammation. So this supports the whole colon because it's high fiber. It eliminates, but it's also just very, very nourishing with that avocado. And avocado balances the blood sugar very, very efficiently, and it's very, very healthy fats for the body.
I was just going to bring that up, Sandra, because I could hear people out there, well, beets have so much sugar in them. If you're diabetic, would you be able to eat this?
Absolutely, because of the high fiber and one of the quickest ways to balance blood sugar is with the avocados.
And the other thing I like, if I know someone who's having that concern, is just a little bit of cinnamon on top of the soup.
Yeah.
Number one, it does wonderful things for balancing the blood sugar, just minimal amount. So that anybody who's diabetic who's brought that up, I can just put a little bit of cinnamon on, and they usually come back and say, God bless you, Dr. Greg. I had no idea that cinnamon could taste that good in a soup like that. They just hadn't anticipated it.
Yeah, again, these are healthy foods, healing foods. The cinnamon is really wonderful for helping balance blood sugar.
All right. So 2 beets, 2 carrots, the juice of 2 lemons, 2 avocados, celery, garlic, ginger, enough water to cover it.
Mm-hmm. Enough water to blend evenly.
And then some good salt, maybe some cilantro, some dill, whatever fresh herbs you want. Blend this up and eat it.
And it's really, it makes it very creamy. It's a beautiful
creamy.
Color. It's just gorgeous in the bowl. And I like to, personally, I prefer it with the cilantro piled on top. Now, cilantro is another one of those magnificent healing foods, and that cilantro is one of the few things that chelates heavy metals.
Yes. You know who gave me that information was John Barron.
Yes, John Barron has a great cilantro extract, metal detox, I think. You can go to johnbarron.org. That's a great product. He's got clinicals on eliminating heavy metals. Of course, our technology also works with that. Another thing that supports the heavy metal detoxification, which is a really, really important topic right now, but how to get those heavy metals out of the system is far infrared saunas. We'll be making a far infrared sauna that's very inexpensive available through our website as well.
Yeah, far infrared.
Yeah, far infrared.
Good way, blankets now, the new blankets, very good way to help with weight loss.
Oh, absolutely. The far infrared is really good for that. And, and then the other thing is eating more fresh, live, raw, getting those all the right fibers and the right fats and staying away from the obviously, a lot of information now out about the trans fats and the hydrogenated oils and things like that. You want to really stay away from those kinds of packaged foods and things that way. Because those trans fats are what block up the gallbladder. You know, create and,
yeah.
and congest the liver then too, and those, you know, the bad fats is what's creating a lot of the blockage in the arteries and things like that. You know, the plaque through the body.
Right. You know, a little known fact, when I've shared this with different folks, they're always amazed that this could be true. It is said within 20 minutes of eating an all raw meal that the plaque within the blood vessels begins to break up, and then the blood carries the plaque out, but within 20 minutes of eating a raw meal.
Yeah. Well, you experience that. You can,
information.
You can tell how quickly your body is processing things if you have the cold beet soup, because those beets are very powerful and very efficient at creating detox. But it's, and they're gentle. You know, it's just an easy elimination.
Sure.
It's
sure.
joy is in that flow, joyful release.
But what is a good thing to do to get rid of edema, water gain? Your legs getting full of water. What's a good thing to do for that?
Well, for one thing is eliminate the regular salts, the salt that, and go to the...
Iodized.
The iodized salt.
Yeah.
But the regular commercial salt is very highly processed. You want the Himalayan salt. You need good salt. Himalayan salt, Celtic salt, Hawaiian red salt. You want to use those.
Okay.
Celery is very, very powerful for eliminating, it's a natural diuretic, or that lettuce. You know, lettuce is also a natural diuretic. Watermelon is another natural diuretic. One of the things that I found to be most effective for that, however, has been turmeric, curcumin. You know, the turmeric, you can get turmeric capsules, and that eliminates a lot of inflammation, and it's a natural antioxidant. The phytonutrients of that are, you know, it's very, very potent as a healing substance. So, you know, turmeric. And that's also good for blood pressure. It's a number of things that that's very good for.
Okay. That's one of those spices that I have not used often.
Mm-hmm. And you might want to just get capsules.
Yeah, you could take that in capsules, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I only use the good sea salts, but I've been noticing for these past couple of days that my legs have been swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm you know, concerned about that. I want to get that taken care of.
Okay, the other thing that you want to check, one of the most important things is there's a book called Body's Many Cries for Water. And,
exactly.
And really, to, you know, if you're not getting enough water, good water, the body will hold on to fluid. And people,
The situation right now, I am probably somewhere up around a gallon of water a day.
I was going to say people need, and they'll realize this, that they need to be drinking close to a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
And we recommend
yeah.
that they squeeze lemon in their water first thing in the morning, especially. It's very, you know.
That's something that I could begin doing. I've forgotten about that, and I used to always put lemon in my water. And for some reason, I've gotten away from that.
Good for the kidneys.
You know,
good for the liver.
It's
alkalinizing. They might think, oh, that's an acid. But no, it's actually very alkalinizing for the body. Either lemon juice or apple cider vinegar. Again, it's an old cure. Apple cider vinegar, very, very beneficial for helping the flush fluids, too, with the body.
Yeah.
That's a good weight loss tool.
I have symptoms often. This has been in the past couple of days. And I know, you know, it's getting hot here now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have heard other people say, well, you know, when it gets hot, my legs or my feet swell. So
I recommend a lot of aging is actually dehydration. And the body holds on to fluid when you're not getting hydrated enough. And another little book that I'm working on right now is about the power and potency of doing baths. So another, you know, this really helps that that water retention is to take a hot salt bath, 2 cups of salt, not Epsom salt. We want you to use 2 cups of salt, kosher salt, cane sea salt,
okay.
You know, salt.
Okay.
Even Morton's will do. 2 cups of salt in the tub, and do a hot salt bath, and stay in for like a half hour, and
okay.
let the body hydrate that way. But nothing does what a bath does, and the skin's the largest
okay.
organ. It's the 3rd kidneys.
Right.
And so that
and
supports
rain.
The elimination.
One other thing, Rain, that you might be able to do is you don't have to own a rebounder to just be able to do some gentle bouncing.
I have a ball, yeah,
well,
that I could
no,
run
I,
and rebound.
I really, well, I really mean just doing stamps and doing just a little bit of gentle bouncing 3 to 5 minutes twice a day, because some other elements of that from the mechanical perspective, the fluids that you're talking about are primarily trapped not in the vasculature, but in the lymphatic system. And it's a very lovely way, particularly in the lower extremity, to open up any of that. It's just some gentle bouncing. Just bend your knees a little bit and just bounce. You know, moving maybe quarter inch, not even a half an inch, just gentle bouncing. And if you want to swing side to side, that's fine. But just from very gentle bouncing, relaxing your knees is something that will work very nicely to help mobilize that edema that you seem to be.
Yeah, that helps with the lymphatic flushing, and you can do that bouncing on that one of those exercise balls or bouncing on a little rebounder, a little trampoline.
Right.
Us women, we can be tramps. We can get on those tramps and jump.
Yeah.
Jump on that
tramp.
Well, guys, but also just bouncing.
Of it.
And, you know, and John Gray did some great material with that technique of just bouncing gently.
Yes, he does. And actually, we're going to invite John Gray. I think I can get John on the show.
Oh,
but, guys,
sure.
It's the end. Our time is over.
Wow.
We have just put 3 hours in, and I'm just blown away at how quickly the time collapsed. Dr. Greg, I want to thank you so very much for coming on. You were a great help to me in doing the show until Sandra got on. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'm so honored to be here for the inaugural event. It was wonderful. Sandra, you missed our imaginary toasting with champagne at the beginning of the event. But right now I want to invite us all to find some champagne as we wrap up this event, and in real life have a little glass of champagne to celebrate this auspicious event.
We'll celebrate this
Thank
launch.
You.
I think we gave a lot of great information for people, too, to be able to, what to do at home, how to get started.
Yeah. So I want to ask everybody out there, please come back. Join us next Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. We will see you then. Thank you, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Thank you, Dr. Greg Gerber. And we'll be with you next week. Many blessings.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Atman Namaste.
The talk radio you have just enjoyed is brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Energy Enhancement Systems. Have a very blessed week, and please join us next Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time when we return with more exciting talk. To find out more about the host and sponsor, visit drrainmorgan.com and energyenhancementsystems.com.